My name is Michael Kraner. I'm the chair of gastroenterology and hepatology here at the Medical University of Vienna. So welcome to my hometown, and I hope you also enjoy the city in addition to the great science which we are hearing here. So these are my disclosures. And today's program, after a brief introduction from my side, Professor Schattenberg from Mainz will talk about NASH and the growing unmet therapeutic need in NASH. And afterwards, Professor Bansal from Mount Sinai in New York will talk about the underestimated role of thyroid hormone pathway in the pathophysiology of NASH. So what are the objectives of this symposium? First of all, we'll define NASH and the epidemiology and risk factors, and then raise guidelines and guidance awareness and go into describing normal liver thyroid hormone function and dysregulation in NAFLD and NASH, which is, I think, really a very exciting concept. So what about NASH? As you're well aware, it's an inflammatory subtype of NAFLD. We'll have to change the name, I think, on Saturday the latest again. And NAFLD is an entire spectrum which can progress to cirrhosis, liver cancer, and death. And as shown here, it's a dynamic disease. So patients transition in and out of different phases depending on treatment, depending on lifestyle modification. Maybe, you know, they gain weight, they modify the microbiota, they have some dietary changes. And on the one hand, we have simple steatosis, and NASH has the additional features of lobular inflammation and ballooning degeneration, which so far requires liver histology. NASH can lead to fibrosis, and we have recognized in the recent years that fibrosis is more important as a prognostic feature than the presence of NASH histologically. So it's really, we'll hear a lot, how to non-invasively assess liver fibrosis, because it's really the important prognostic outcome in terms of hepatic outcomes of this disease. And we have different stages of fibrosis, which we define histologically, but also can monitor non-invasively, ranging from F0 to F4, F4 being liver cirrhosis. NAFLD is a global epidemic. I think we are all aware of this. The figures 25 up to 32% global prevalence. The global prevalence in people with type 2 diabetes is 55 to 60%. And if you look among people with obesity, it's 7 to 80%, and even more than 90% among those with morbid obesity. And as shown on this map, it's a global problem. It's not just a problem of the US and Europe, but also Asia and South America and even Africa, rapidly catching up with the numbers reaching those in the US and in Europe. So when the global prevalence of NAFLD is about 25 to 32%, the global prevalence of NASH is 1.5 and up to 6%. So put this into perspective when you think about other liver diseases such as viral hepatitis. And the global prevalence of NASH among people with type 2 diabetes is even 37%. So you are aware of this mutual relationship of diabetes being a kind of magnifier for the risk of progression of NASH. And conversely, also NAFLD is an important risk factor for diabetes with a 2 to 3-fold higher risk. It's a disease spectrum ranging from NAFLD over NASH to cirrhosis and liver cancer. And of course, it's not a universal transition. It's about 25% have NAFLD, and 25, so it's a rule of 25, would progress to NASH, out of those 25 to liver cirrhosis. And we then have this 1 to 4% per year progression to hepatocellular carcinoma. And importantly, and this is really a worrisome feature, 20 in some publications, even up to 40% of hepatocellular cancers occur in patients without liver cirrhosis. So this is also a major challenge which is imposed or associated with this disease. The risk factors and conditions associated with NAFLD are those of metabolic dysfunction. Actually, this is why this disease will be renamed. We already got used to the name MAFLD, so now it will be metabolic dysfunction-associated steatotic liver disease, as a kind of spoiler, what you will hear on Saturday. So it's typically associated with obesity, type 2 diabetes, dyslipidemia, the typical features, or also metabolic syndrome with individual components listed on the right, which are so frequently associated with this disease. Other endocrine conditions associated with NAFLD include hypothyroidism, hyperpituitarism, polycystic ovary syndrome, and hypogonadism. So it is the hepatic manifestation of the metabolic syndrome, and we have to keep an eye on the metabolic comorbidity, as we'll hear. So without further ado, because we have a lot of exciting discussions ahead, I hand over and call on Professor Jörn Schattenberg, who is the Director of Metabolic Liver Research at the University Medical Center in Mainz. So Jörn, we are very much looking forward to your presentation.